Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in New Era. After the layoffs that they did in Derby, they took the PPP. I think the PPP expired, and then they laid off about 117 people from their office in Buffalo. I'm exceptionally disappointed with New Era. I've not had an opportunity to talk to Chris Cook, the owner. I've talked to Chris in the past during Derby. He's going to make his decisions he's going to make. I'll make our decisions that we have to make. And I'll say this. After seeing everything that we've dealt with in New Era, whenever we have negotiations on the stadium, I don't believe we're going to give stadium naming rights to any Bills organization that can sell them and then have an organization treat our community as poorly as New Era did. Their name should no longer be on the stadium if they're going to continue to lay off our employees and say, sorry, it's not. The heck with it. I'd rather see the stadium called Veteran Stadium than New Era. I won't even use that name. I still call it Ralph Wilson Stadium. I'm a little disappointed in the way New Era has treated our community. That company would not exist without the hard work of the people of this community. Yes, the Cook family has been the owners and started it, and I understand, but the people who worked there from this community since day one put their sweat and tears into that community, including those that worked at the facility in Derby that were laid off, and now all these individuals who worked in the headquarters. Yeah, business is tough. But the day after your PPP timeline expires, you then lay all these people off, well, that's bad faith. I will not use that name associated with the football stadium anytime soon. It's going to be Ralph Wilson Stadium as long as I'm county executive or Veterans Stadium. That'd be a better name. So sorry, Bills. I know you're probably not happy with me right now, but that name should not be on the stadium. Well, for the 117 individuals in our community who were laid off, yeah, it's a significant potential impact for them. You don't want to see anybody lay off anyone. I know it's difficult out there. There's a lot of companies that are hurting that are still paying their employees that at least aren't, even if they furloughed them so that they're technically unemployed but could be called back. At least they have the opportunity. These employees are basically are told go find another job, and it's maybe in the grand scheme of things not the biggest layoff that we could have had, but it's not great. It sends a bad message, and I would hope that as we move forward, and we are moving forward, that companies understand that we are in a different time era. It is different. I'm never going to say that a company can't lay off people. New Era can do what it wants. It laid it off. But that doesn't mean our football stadium out in Orchard Park should have his name on it. After they laid off the people in Derby and now they've laid off 117 people that come from this community at their headquarters, after receiving the money that they got from the PPP to keep the jobs, be a good corporate citizen. I don't expect every corporation to do the thing that's in the best interest of the greater community. If it varies with their own individual interest as a company, I'm not naive. But that was very disappointing to see. I understand if companies have to lay people off because there's like the Buffalo Bisons. I mean, the Buffalo Bisons had a legitimate reason to lay people off because there's no baseball season. Minor league baseball is gone. But I guarantee you next year, we get minor league baseball, the Bisons are going to hire those people back. What New Era said is, we're laying you off permanently. And that's not a great message.
There's
a question as to the time span, and one of the reasons why Senator Schumer was in Buffalo earlier today was to talk about expanding the PPE, or PPP. PPE is different. PPP, the Payroll Protection Program. The Payroll Protection Program may have expired, and if so, they had to keep their employees through the Payroll Protection Program period. Now, I don't know how many employees they listed they had that were part of the Payroll Protection. They had furloughed a lot of people off, and now some of them will be coming back, others will not. I'm sure members of the business community will be mad at me saying, oh, you should never criticize a local company, no matter what they do. Well, the hell with it. I lived in Lackawanna. I watched what happened with Bethlehem Steel and the decimation of our community. That company's not like Bethlehem Steel. But for those 117 people that are losing their jobs, that were expecting to go back to work as things were picking back up, it could be pretty devastating. So I don't know the exact rules with regards to that company, when they applied, how long they had to do it. But my understanding is it had expired. And what Senator Schumer said earlier today is they were only required to keep the jobs through the PPP program, period. Once it expires, they could do what they wanted. And if that's the case, and they basically outlived it by a day and then they laid the people off, well, that's kind of bad pool, as we like to say. It may be legal, but it's not good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.